Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast,
the door is not trapped and is not locked.
Let's do it. Varg opens the door.
Varg opens the door. And as he gets about 10 steps in, I need the Shumfall of 5 to roll for initiative.
Then I'd like to hit the creature standing right in front of Varg. You have to roll a reflex save.
26, which I think is a failure.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a high roll, too. Yeah. Can you rage while you're fatigued?
Totes.
If you take this away from me,
do you have to concentrate to be fatigued?
Just
kidding.
Totes. I'm not taking it away.
No. Oh, I can't rage. Requirements are you aren't fatigued.
Zombie Varg fail.
And zombie Varg.
When Varg is a zombie, it'll be great to control him on the battlefield. I'll use him way more effectively.
Stop that. Like a hero point?
I mean, I have a hero point left, but...
It's up to you. I just want to give you a shot before I say it, because once I say it, you're not allowed to do it.
Punches at Varg the Large with a 21 to hit.
Miss.
And a natty 20.
No!
Wow. Miss.
On the second attack.
Miss.
28.
Okay. That is 37 damage.
Yes, it is, as Dang. You lop the head clean off of this zombie.
Nice.
With a plus 2 AC from attacking around the corner.
It's a miss.
Is a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like how you phrased that.
Go.
At all.
I am trying to run a dramatic enterprise. So, 18 on the first roll, and natty 1 on the second roll.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, zombies.
Last action of the round.
Unfortunate.
Natty 20. Again on Varg. 22 damage.
And then does a megaton strike with his last two actions.
Yes.
I'm going to use my hero point.
Oh, what'd you get?
Whoa.
Tell Gil.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Tell Gil what you got.
I rolled a natty 1, okay?
Okay, critical failure.
Wow. Can you enunciate anymore?
Get wrecked with 60 damage.
Oh my gosh. The rest of the text for Geyser says that it leaves behind a mist, concealing all inside. Ooh. I need a DC 5 flat check.
Varg is going to kill Zombie 3.
We'll see.
First with a Megaton Strike.
Okay.
Get ready to die.
I'm ready.
Mr. Zombie Man, you're not going to die from that. Okay, I'm going to do a regular strike.
What happened?
You actually have to tell people what you do.
Okay.
Second attack, 29.
That's a hit.
All right.
Hey.
Kybron DeJamo.
Ooh, we're going to use a hero point.
Oh,
wow. I rolled a 5, and I don't want to roll a 5.
But we've gone on long enough.
Ah, we tried.
We're going to start next week with round 6 with Darn Iru.
This is so sad.
And now it's time for a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And I have to ask you all a question. Are you ready for spooky season?
Yes.
Yes.
Very ready.
Ready for it to be over.
I don't know about all you guys, but I love watching scary movies, horror movies.
I don't.
And not my thing.
Every October. That's my jam.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite horror movie of all time is John Carpenter's The Thing.
Ooh.
1982, Kurt Russell. It's incredible.
It's not Halloween themed, but it is spooky.
So I think I would say movies that are scary that I liked, that I watched, probably Amityville Horror, the remake with Ryan Reynolds.
One of the few good remakes.
It was a solid movie.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's worth seeing. No, it's scary.
I'm
it's
out.
Worth seeing.
I don't want
I don't like it. Scary movies, though. I don't like being scared.
I'm out.
None?
We went and saw Alien Romulus together, Jordan, Greg, and I.
Yeah.
So much
for
fun.
For Greg's birthday.
So much fun.
That was terrifying.
That was on the level of scary.
That's terrifying? Nothing.
I was terrified by that movie. The seats were jiggling.
They were
But your
jiggling.
Level of scary is level of spicy.
It's like spicy.
Yeah. 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 Real. Alien Romulus? Yeah, whatever.
Let's throw.
Did you see it?
I did see it. Saw it with my kids. They're laughing.
No, you stop that talk. You did not.
What but about?
Yeah, I am a turn every light on in the house while watching a scary movie kind of guy.
Do you remember when we outdoors in a tent selling fireworks?
Oh my gosh, that was
stayed up all night because you had to watch the tent so people didn't steal the fireworks.
Yeah,
we're playing Left 4 Dead outside.
That's so great.
It was the most stressful evening.
An Olympia lady screams in the distance.
And
you all pee your pants.
And it was Brittany.
Just playing jokes.
Brittany came to visit us that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was before we were married. Greg, that was a long time ago.
That's when I first met Brittany.
Yeah. That was your first meeting with Brittany.
And you're like, look at this girl. She's kind of cool.
That was probably cool. Almost 2 decades ago.
Don't tell me how old I am.
Was that far? Go get out of my
house. Almost. I said almost.
It's not even almost. What is the ballpark of almost, Jordan?
Yeah, where's the rounding?
In that reference,
15 years and up.
That's almost to you?
Yeah.
So 5 years.
If you're going to round up.
You know 5 years is half a decade, right?
If you're going to round up.
Okay. So I'm almost 30 by that measurement.
Yeah.
This is great.
You can't round down. Yeah.
Oh. Only up. Only up.
Then I'm almost 60.
I'm 85. Yeah. It's easy.
But I had fun playing that scary game in the middle of the night.
It's a great game.
Bro.
Nah. It is a great game.
We played the snot out of that game.
Uh-huh. No zombie game has come close.
No, Back for Blood?
Have you played State of Decay?
No, State of Decay is fun, but I had so much more fun on Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes. State of Decay.
You say no, but when was the last time you played it?
State of Decay?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's a different game type. Like, you can't even compare them. Other than zombies being in it, different game.
I will say that it's not a shooter.
It's a survival game.
And agree with you in that regard. But when the Horde comes...
Yeah.
When the Horde comes in any video game...
It's a bad day.
Yeah. It's a bad time.
The thing I love about Left 4 Dead, though, is that when you were doing too good, they would just start sending hordes.
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys are really good at this. Here's some extra zombies.
Yeah. And then when you're doing really bad, they're like, here's a couple extra health packs.
Did you play DayZ? Did we ever play that?
A little bit.
Only for a little bit, but it's hard on console.
It is hard on console.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because it is still a shooter.
But. Yeah. I didn't like that every time I changed jackets, all the stuff that was in my pockets was on the ground in that jacket.
Yeah.
The World War Z video game was pretty fun.
World War Z video game was fun, and I wish that we all could have played it together.
Yeah, that was fun. Building like a defense point and defending against a Brad Pitt-sized horde of zombies, that was a lot of fun.
It was terrifying walking around that corner and seeing out front of like the mall or whatever and the sea of zombies running across. You're like, oh my gosh. This is terrifying.
So a game that has a very similar feeling and mechanic in it is Warhammer Space Marine 2.
It's
only instead of building anything to defend a point, you just defend it with your chest hair. That's it. Phenomenal video game.
But not as scary because you've got lots of chest hair.
I was a little scared playing that game.
Okay.
Not going to lie. You have to fight.
You should play Visage. That's not a scary game at all.
I don't believe you.
That game's terrifying.
I don't believe it. Anything you say.
Which game?
Visage, the one we played
Visage
together.
Was scary.
Dude,
the controller wasn't in my hands. It was in Jordan's hands. I was scared.
He was just watching me play.
I was telling him where to go and stuff.
That's insane.
But it was scary.
Like, I couldn't play Alien Isolation.
Alien Isolation is, that's high pressure.
I tried to play it once, and I was like, can we turn the light on? And then there was a glare, and then, yeah.
But could you play Expedition Bigfoot? the dark.
By Brittany Hoffman's
videos.
Right.
No, I don't. Look, I would have at least have the windows shut.
Do you get?
You don't open the windows.
That. Like, are there classes in your Bigfoot video game? Like, can you be a
like
anthropologist
a
and a tracker?
Yeah. And choose wisely.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
But they're all scientists.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I want to play this game. Yes. Okay.
I don't know which one I want to play more. That or Paperboy?
It's
periodic. Delivery Man.
Delivery Man. Get it
my
right.
Bad. My bad.
I think a feather has to be in your cap to even play that game.
Like a physical.
Yeah.
They have a feather in the packaging when you buy the game. It's a Bluetooth.
I don't like being scared. It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite either.
No.
You do it more than all of us, though.
No, Jordan is
Are you the one?
I would say I'm second in this room.
Our daughter likes to show up during spooky season randomly and be like, we're watching Amityville Horror or something.
Yeah.
She picks the worst.
We're watching The Sin 2 or something horrifying.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We're watching The Eighth Circle. It'll be some ominous reference to some thing, and it'll be some B movie about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if we're talking B movies,
I mean, it's just
Evil
awful.
Dead 1 and 2.
Evil Dead is hilarious.
It wasn't supposed to be, but it was.
It's hilarious.
The second one was supposed to be a comedy, though. Yes. Like, they leaned into it when they remade it.
And the third one was just full-on best movie ever made.
Yes.
Army of Darkness.
No, Army of Darkness was Sharknado is the best movie ever made. Oh, I mean. Number 17.
You haven't seen Zombies, then.
With Zombies.
Okay.
Now we're getting like B minus.
Zombie animals in a zoo. Yeah, check it out.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's hilarious.
Moving right along.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd go to B minus.
Zombies are on our mind because we're down in the tin wound Hydro Forge fighting them.
Surrounded by zombies.
That was two episodes ago.
There's only one left.
Bone gators.
We got one zombie left. How long will it take the Shumfalo 5 to take it out? All of them except Kairos will act before that zombie.
Yeah. One round.
That's awesome.
I think you got it in one round.
I think we do.
Let's see. We start off round 6 with Darnayru.
Yep, and Darnayru has a straight shot to run right behind it with one move action, which makes him flanked.
Swim through a wall of water.
Yep.
And then dodge gears. Standing on top of a vertical spinning gear. I'll allow it.
Running backwards I'm on a like a ball in the circus. And then I will take a single strike at it first.
Okay.
See how this goes. Natty one. That's great.
Oh.
Missed the first one.
Oh.
Now at my second map, I will attempt to hit it with my Vitalizing Flissa. And rolled a natty 20!
Oh. Yay!
Bottom to the top!
Oh, what a recovery.
Oh my gosh.
What a recovery.
17 before times 2, so that's 34.
34 becomes 39 with the slashing Flissas. And that is the end of Darnayru's turn.
He's enfeebled 1 because he was off target when I hit him.
Very good. Okay, is that the end of your turn?
That was a move action and 2 attacks. Yes, and I'll hold a die off to the side for... Two times vitalizing damage
if he makes it, because it's Luton's turn.
I don't have a lot of spells with slashing damage.
That's okay. That's just a weakness. They're not resistant to anything, so you're still doing normal damage with all your other abilities.
I'm going to attack with Kal-El.
Okay. You command Kal-El to attack, which gives him 2 slashy slash.
Okay, so I'm going to roll to hit with his claws. 27.
That's a hit.
Okay. Wow.
So we'll do 3d4 plus 8.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
15.
So 20 damage.
And Darnayru like to sneak in there with an opportune backstab.
I bet he would. This is the combo right here. 2 deadly kikis.
29 to hit.
That is a hit.
21, and that is plus 1d6 on his turn of electric persistent damage. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
So 26 damage.
Nice.
Kal-El has one more strike.
Second map with the claws.
And if it hits, that's it.
Do it.
Because this zombie has 4 hit points left.
20 total.
Well, that is a miss.
Oh,
man.
I'm very sorry, Shumfalo 5. You still have 2 actions, Luton.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe a cantrip.
Yeah.
2 actions.
Just enough left to...
Luton's going to cast... Spicy Dance Floor.
Okay, then I think I just need to make a reflex save.
That's right.
Shocking.
Alrighty, my reflex save against your DC 27 ridiculously high Spicy Dance Floor, I pass, but I still take, 5d4 or 6d4 damage or whatever it is? If you roll all 1s, then I will survive this. But any dice that's not a 1 is a kill.
Come on, let's go.
Dead.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't even have to do the math.
Good.
You can add it up if you want to. This chemical zombie 4 dies. I love it. I love it. I love it.
It was 13 damage.
I'm not letting you out of initiative because it's Varg's turn. He's covered in acid and has his 3 actions before I get to roll this.
Mm-hmm.
And decide if your 3 hit points go away and you move into wounded and dying territory.
Can I make this easier to put out?
You can. You can take 2 actions to just lower your DC, or you can do anything else you want that might be creative.
Can I just dunk my head in the water and wash it off?
You can. Taking 2 actions to dunk your head in the water and wash it off.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. That will help neutralize the acid and lower the DC that it takes for you to survive this.
Flat check.
Well, hold on. I think you're out. I think if you move into the wall of water and move back out, then you're good. Because we've already established that their acid is neutralized by getting wet.
That's true. And the same would happen if he was actually on fire too.
Yeah, this would be the same as just fully putting it out. Is that what you do?
That is what I do.
All right, then you are no longer acidically damaged, and it is the end of combat. The Shum Follow 5 have survived.
Once again.
Well, once again, Varg is sitting here with 3 hit points, and the rest of you are doing pretty good. Except Kal-El, but we all know that Luton can kind of refocus and use her abilities to heal him after combat, so you guys take a moment.
Yeah.
To gather yourselves. Do you do that here in the gear under cogs? It's up to you.
It feels safer to take a step back in the water room. Just that's Darnayru's fear speaking.
Yeah, we can do that. It's just right outside that door.
Scaredy cat.
Yeah.
The Shum Follow 5 tiptoes back out and into the plumbing corridors underneath the tin-wound hydroforge, limping away with Varg. I'm assuming you guys weren't going to try to heal your muscle?
We're just going to let him sit on 3 hit points.
Yeah.
All right. Jordan, hit us with that heal music. Let's take care of business. And we're back with the Shum Follow 5. How did it go?
I'm still down 4 hit points, for the record.
My gosh.
Thanks to so many healing spells from Kairos and Luton, Varg is at 145 hit points again.
And he's not wounded and never, because he never went down.
Still fatigued. Still sleepy.
Still sleepy.
Okay. Still unable to rage.
Okay.
Which is really bad.
If I were to do Cleanse of Affliction, does that make him not fatigued?
Does it say that it removes the fatigued condition in the description of the spell?
It says effects of toxins and more complex maladies. No. Curse, like disease, or poison. Yeah.
There is a restoration spell from first edition that used to remove the fatigue condition, but I think they got rid of that because it was just so easy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Bummer. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well.
Right.
Shum Follow 5, you've had a brief break here at the end of fighting the chemical zombies. You know that you have one room left that is unexplored. You know that there's this giant monster out there somewhere made of clockwork that looks like a spider with a giant jar on its back.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know from Gloriana Button that Monstrosity is filled with the heads of her coworkers that are still talking.
But why?
And gibbering inside of a giant jar. And then there's the unknown that's still out there. What's waiting for you in this final room, in the pump room?
It can't just be the jar. It has to be Parsis and the jar because the misty memory showed them both walking by.
That's right.
Which is scary.
Fighting them both at once.
Let's first go look at this room.
I think that's where they're at. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, they're probably hanging out under that
But let's do it, Varg.
Varg goes.
Of course. Look at me, a guy's from Gatorade. Ready to go.
What's your favorite Gatorade flavor, Varg?
Blue.
Nah, orange all day.
Ew.
Gross.
What's the matter
with you?
That is the worst.
The Shum Follow 5 are moving themselves along in Foundry.
I lost Luton again.
Map movements.
Oh, there she is.
Blending with the blue.
Luton's teeny tiny blue body. Blends in with the blue background. She is very small on the map. Very small on the map. A quarter size is what Luton is. They're timid, the Shum Follow 5. They don't want to go around the corner yet.
Where do you want us to move you, Varg?
Anybody
start controlling you?
Right in the room.
Okay.
Oh. Varg's in. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
May I interject with some Cole Cronewitter, please?
Oh, no. You just snap into a Slim Jim.
If you must.
6 massive mechanical pistons, each 10 feet wide, push up and down along the periphery of this room, filling the area with rushing gasps of air. An enormous gear in the center of the room interlocks with a network of smaller gears, which connect to the base of each pump. Gory viscera, chunks of bone, and mechanical contraptions cover the surface of the great gear, rotating in a circle like a macabre museum display. Thanks, Cole. Therapy? Question mark?
This looks disgusting.
It sure does. Also standing there up on that gear, which is 10 feet tall, by the way, is a massive jar full of heads.
Jake!
There it is.
Hey, Jake.
What else is there?
There just happens to be about a 6.5 foot tall vampire person standing there, glaring at you. This tall and thin creature turns towards you without turning its body as the gears rotate it around so that it has a better look at you. Ah, Shami follows. You are so early. What are you doing here, I wonder? You are not supposed to be here without the Ibrium and the loveless lady and the boat. But you are early. And now we must decide what to do. As you no doubt have surmised, I am Parsis of Gabe. And I know that you are here to take away all of my knowledge. For I have learned about all of you. Every single one of you. I know who you are. Terrorisms. And you do all of the bad things and you kill all the people all over town. And you think you're doing good or you're doing bad. I don't know. You're just trying to stop the Angeliker. Who knows what you did with Ambrose Mugland? And now you've come to Parsis. I suppose it is up to Parsis to stop you.
But what are you doing here?
Experimentations. All of these lovelies. You've no doubt met most of them. But I'm sad that the puppeteer has failed. It took me quite a bit of ingenious engineering to put that little toy together. Did you like it? Did the little hooks get in your flesh? And a little finger, like, pecking motions made at you.
Your toy is broken.
Ah, indeed. But now I have new toys.
No.
What do you think of this contraption here?
It's horrible. I hate it.
And Parsis motions at this jar full of heads. And you look closer and you can see that inside literally are a bunch of heads that are chatting and chattering.
What?
Ugh, gross.
I've kept them alive with my magic, which is very weird around here, yeah?
You said you are experimenting, but is that your only purpose here?
It was, and it wasn't. But I think maybe no more talking. I think that maybe I am famished from all of these inventions, and I must feed on all of you. And then I will take your heads. I'll toss them in an old jar here, and we'll get to know each other. We'll spend an eternity together. What do you say?
No.
Hootie-hoo!
Yes, hootie-hoo! Oh, man. We just going to fight this thing right now, or you guys want to try to talk to him?
That's not like he wants to. Right now.
We're not going to talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's game
so
on.
So why do you want to kill Loveless and Ibrium?
I will need a very good diplomacy roll to get that question answered.
I would like to roll.
Hypercognition?
What is hypercognition? You can't just throw crap at me.
Why not?
Spaghetti? Does it stick to the wall?
You rapidly catalog and collate information relevant to your current situation.
Okay.
You can instantly use up to 6 recall knowledge actions as part of casting the spell. For these actions, you can't use any special abilities, reactions, free actions that trigger when you recall knowledge.
This is a spell you want to cast?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you cast it, and there will not be a diplomacy check.
So I roll 6 times?
Yeah, and make it 7, because you're going to roll for initiative.
Which one's first?
Your hypercognition, but he took away the diplomacy checks by casting a spell.
And my modifier is my perception?
What does it say in hypercognition? I think, isn't it an arcana check?
It's 6 recall knowledge checks.
Right.
Of all different variety?
Yeah, he read the entire spell description to you.
I'm going to need to read it one more time.
Yeah.
It says Duval can do whatever he likes. No,
yeah, it sure sounds like that.
You rapidly catalog and collate information relevant to your current situation. You can instantly use up to 6 recall knowledge actions as part of casting this spell. For these actions, you can't use any special abilities, reactions, or free actions that trigger when you recall knowledge. So it sounds like I can use...
He was casting it outside of battle.
Yeah, it's just casting it outside of... Well, you're trying to gain information from recall knowledge. So I would need a crafting check, an arcana check, and a religion check. Those are the 3 recall knowledges that would apply to these creatures.
Okay, for religion, I got a 27.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Okay.
For arcana, I get 6 of these, right?
It says up to 6?
It says you do 6 in an instant.
Okay. Then you can roll that one. Those are the only 3 that apply.
Okay. So roll you can 2
roll
of each.
Roll it again, yeah. You can just continue to roll if you fail as well. So
Can I pick any one of those 3, though, as all 6?
Yes.
So I would like them to be all arcana then. Arcana.
Well, that would only give you information from one.
Got you. So it needs to be. So, I'll split them up. So two religion, that's one religion. I got a 21 for religion. I moved to Arcana.
Okay.
I got a 20 total and then a 32.
Nice.
On Arcana.
And then these are crafting, which are super low, so I need two natty 20s. 11 total. You said crafting, right?
I did.
And a 12 total.
Okay. So you don't learn anything from crafting, but you do learn something from Arcana big time, and you actually learn something from religion as well. We'll do religion first, because it was the lower of the two. Parsis is not human. Parsis is a Dampir, also known as a daywalking vampire, which makes Parsis undead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For the purposes of undead nonsense, which is like a setting in Pathfinder, basically. Try to remember what you know about Parsis, and now ask me what else you want to know about Parsis. So, like, what's the last thing you want to know? Because you only just hit the DC, so you know what his type is.
What's he immune to?
Okay, there we go. What is he immune to? He is not immune to any form of attack.
Bring it on.
The Arcana check was far more successful. And you look at this device for the first time with your real eyes. You've seen it in the Misty Memory. You've heard tell of it from Gloriana Button.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
A creature that Parsis referred to as a cranium preserver is standing in front of you. It is a clockwork mechanism, which means that it is immune to death effects, disease, doom, drain, fatigued, healing, non-lethal, paralyzed, poisoned, sickened spirit, unconscious, vitality, and void attacks. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say precision damage.
I noticed that.
So that everybody knows that. It is weak to electricity, but it is also undead.
Whoa.
Making it weak to vitality.
Hmm.
This creature is not a standard clockwork. It is filled with the brains of engineers and citizens of Alkenstar that Parsis felt were worthy of preservation.
Hmm.
So it does not act like a clockwork. It functions like a creature, which is why it has the undead trait in addition to the clockwork construct trait.
I may have missed it when you were going through the list of resistances.
That's okay. I'm happy to repeat them.
Is it resistant to slashing?
It is not resistant to slashing.
Okay.
I went through immunities, and I just gave you a resistance for free, you sneaky snake. I told you its weaknesses because of Kairos's very high roll. That is the end of what I'm telling you guys.
Okay.
As you cast your spell, Parsis immediately takes a defensive position and says, "Ah, so we are going to do this the right way. Very good. I will take your heads. I will learn what you know. And then I will take Alkenstar. Yeah? This is a good plan for me, I think."
He wants Alkenstar.
Do roll for initiative, please.
You're so polite.
Yes, yes, yes. And then he floats up into the air at the beginning of combat.
Ooh.
Floats?
I'm having Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn.
Dawnbreaker.
Dawnbreaker.
Yeah. Kairos, what'd you get for initiative?
24 total, GM.
All right.
24.
Luton.
32.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Varg.
33.
Ooh.
That's really
okay,
good.
Okay, good sign. Huh?
Everyone's giving themselves plus one for my scout, right?
I will add all those, and okay. Durnairu.
36, then.
36.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I agree. Everyone's been properly adjusted. Thank you, Durnairu, for reminding everyone.
Yes.
And we are going to start combat with Parsis and the Cranium Preserver.
Going last.
In the bottom of the tin-wound Hydro Forge. And the last thing that I need you all to know is the way that these pistons work. As combat begins, pistons 1, 3, and 5 are flush with the floor. Pistons 2, 4, and 6 are 30 feet in the air.
Whoa.
And as you were standing there talking with Parsis, you noticed that every, 6 seconds, they would shift position.
Nice.
Becoming flush with the floor, and the opposite ones were going 30 feet high.
That's, is the ceiling 30 feet? So it's like
the ceiling is
the ceiling?
60 feet okay. high, and the gear that's spinning in the middle of this room that the Cranium Preserver and Parsis are on top of is 10 feet high.
Oh, man.
So you cannot get up there just by walking up to it. And if you don't make your climb up the side of it in one round, I get to crush you with its gears. So
radical.
That's what's happening as the gear slowly makes its rotation and takes 24 seconds for it to turn around once. But that will happen at the beginning of every round. And then you notice right as combat kicks off, it spins. And we start with Darnayru. Remember, 1, 3, and 5 are flush with the floor. And I'm the worst host in all of radio.
Totally.
Because I did not explain this to Gil at all.
Oh.
Okay, Gil, let me lay it out on the line for you here. We've got an 8x6 room, 8 squares wide by 6 squares tall, rectangular shaped room. At the bottom of it is a 20-foot diameter gear. It's massive, spinning slowly. Surrounding this gear, away from the Shumfala Five, who are coming in from the west, on the east side of the room, are these pistons. The pistons are 10 feet by 10 feet. They are massive. There are 6 of them. The odd number ones, as they move around from south to north, kind of moving counterclockwise, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, and 5 are flush with the floor. 2, 4, and 6 are 30 feet high. And that also swaps at the beginning of every round. This will require tactical movement.
Yep.
It will require some planning, and it will require Darnayru to kick things off.
Kicking it off on the Darnayru show.
Fail.
Yeah, that's because I'm scared.
1, 3, and 6 are up right now.
1, 3, and 5. Odd.
One, three, and five.
Thank you.
Okay. 2, 4, and 6 are up. 1, 3, and 5 are down.
Okay.
Those numbers are on the ground. On the ground.
All right, Darnayru
right now
would like to
bonbon.
Oh, we're going to bomb Parsis?
I'm going to try it on Parsis, okay. Not the jar, obviously.
It is immune.
You're right.
Obviously.
So I'm going to throw a little quip to try to throw him off, which is, you are talking high and mighty, but we will bring you down to the floor.
Indeed. There it
is. And I'm going to roll a diplomacy check against his will DC.
We shall see.
Went from 16 to an 8. So that means it's a 22.
That is a failure.
All right. Now that I failed that, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Killer.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going all out, huh?
We're going all out. All
right, I'll remember that.
Yep. So what I need you to do.
Brittany's like, what's this? Tell us about Phantasmal Killer, Greg.
Well, Gail was asking.
Yeah.
To be fair.
You create a phantasmal image of the most fearsome creature imaginable to the target. Only the spell's target can see the killer, though you can see a vague shape of the illusion as it races forth to attack. The effect of the killer is based on the outcome of the target's will save. So I'd love for you to roll a DC is 27 will save.
Is it just a bright orb?
Well, we have a vague...
Like the sun?
No.
No, because the sun doesn't hurt Dampier. Yeah.
I succeeded.
You just succeeded?
It was a Harry Potter joke. I got it.
Thank you.
It was good.
I've seen Harry Potter once. Okay, so you're going to take 46 mental damage, and you were frightened 1.
Okay.
So let me get to my dice roller. Really wish you would have failed that.
Bet you do.
Mm-hmm. 22 damage, and you are frightened 1.
All right, 11 damage and frightened 1. Right? Half? Because I succeeded? Half of 22?
It would have done 8d6 if you would have failed.
And, okay.
So it literally, it's not a basic save.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's not a basic save. So you take 22 damage and you're frightened 1.
And you hear Parsis say, Father, you're with them?
He's got daddy issues.
And then they shake out of it and you do your damage. Okay.
I had a failed Bon Mott and then I just cast that. It's my whole turn.
All right, Varg.
That was funny.
It is Varg's turn.
Varg is going to overdrive Kinflinster with a natty 20.
Oh!
Take that.
Yes.
So that gives me a +6 for Kinflinster's overdrive. And then, let's see, for overdrive ally, I'm going to give this to Greg. This is going to be, until the end of your next turn, your strikes deal additional damage.
You should give it to Darnayru. I think it'd be more effective.
That's actually, you know what? You're right. I'm going to give this to Darnayru.
The stakes on this fight are real. If I kill any of your characters, I have to kill you. It's super awkward, but you still get that +4.
Okay, sweet. Me. Okay.
I'm more afraid of Brittany's cat than anybody. have to take out her
as
familiar.
As well you should be.
+4 extra damage on your next strike.
Wow.
Sweet. Just my next strike?
Until the end of your next turn.
Let me verify this. This is until the end of your next turn.
+4 all strikes.
On all your strikes until the end of your next turn. Thank you for asking that.
Kinflinster's cranked up and ready to go.
I am going to attempt to further fear him.
Through intimidation?
Yes.
Okay.
Rolling 4 intimidation. 91! Hooray!
You're intimidated.
I intimidate myself.
So that was 2 actions.
No, right? 3.
Overdrive,
ally, intimidation.
Oh, that's an action. Yep. Okay. Yep. The end of Varg's turn. And now this clacking, clattering creature at the back of the room currently, or at the back of the wheel, is going to fire off out of a sickly-looking tube a head.
Ew.
He shoots heads?
Shoot a head right at the Shumfalo Five, who are all bunched up in the doorway. So with a 10-foot burst centered on, well, Darnayru, why not?
Hey.
It hits everybody. I need all five of you to roll a will save.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
16 for Varg.
26 and Kal-El, too.
Yep.
22 for Kal-El.
25. For Darnayru.
A 31, but I also have all of my successes and will saves or criticals.
Well, that's good, because you got a success. So this is a critical success. As this embalmed head comes flying right at the group, Kairos is completely unaffected by it. Maybe he's just ready for the situation to be over. But it hits Darnayru in the chest and explodes.
Gross.
It splashes disgusting effluvium on everybody. Learned that word a couple weeks ago. It's great. And it does 19 damage to Darnayru, Luton, and Kal-El.
Oh no, I don't like this.
Half of that's mental, for those of you who may or may not be immune to mental damage.
I have 4 resistance
to
mental.
And you take 4 off of that. So 19 to Kal-El, 19 to Luton, and...
I just healed 4, whatever it was.
Yeah. And 38 damage to Varg.
What?
As he critically fails.
Oh, gosh.
Perfect.
In addition, Varg, you are confused for 2 rounds.
No!
Oh, no.
Luton, Kal-El, and Darnayru are confused for 1 round. And confused is something that we have never dealt with here. It's a new deal that we're going to enjoy together. Here's what the core rulebook says about confusion. You don't have your wits about you, and you attack wildly. You are off guard. Until the condition ends. You don't treat anyone as your ally, though they may still treat you as theirs. You cannot delay, ready, or use any reactions. You must use all of your actions to either strike or cast an offensive cantrip, not a spell, though the GM can have you use other actions to facilitate an attack, such as drawing a weapon or moving. Your target is determined randomly by the GM. If you have no visible targets, you attack yourself, automatically scoring a critical hit.
Whoa.
If it's impossible for you to attack or cast spells, you babble incoherently and waste all of your actions. Each time you take damage from an attack or a spell, you can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from your confusion and end the condition.
Automatically hitting, if you attack yourself,
oh, yeah, it's
hitting,
automatic hit and
but
crit.
Not scoring a critical hit.
Oh, I'm sorry. That I missed not. That's my bad. Yeah. Thank you, Greg. I was trying to be dramatic.
It was dramatic.
You only took down 1 sail. I still have 2 up. I'm a galleon of horrible nonsense
so
today.
So can't cast spells?
You can't. You can. You still choose what you're going to do, but I get to pick your target randomly with a die roll.
What if you have a spell that has more than 1 target?
Right. You have to decide that.
Does that mean... between the enemies or everybody? Like, am I going to cast a spell and it's going to hit
you now think an ally? That even Kal-El is your enemy.
Yeah.
And so does Kal-El. That's what confusion is horrible.
How do I get rid of it?
Get hit and then roll above 11. Yes. Doesn't it go away it,
anytime
turn?
You take damage, it, the condition goes down by 1 at the end of your turn, like all other conditions. Anytime you take damage, you get a DC 11 flat check to be unconfused. So, don't worry. I got this. That was 2 actions. I got 1 more action, which I'm going to lob a glob of embalming fluid off at Darnayru, who talked so much smack.
Yeah.
A 27 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. 18 damage, 6 of which is mental.
So I will take 14 damage.
And I need a DC 11 flat check to see if you remain confused.
Come on, baby. No, 4. I'm still confused.
All right. That is the end of the Cranium Preserver's turn. It is Luton's turn. So, a cantrip that you would like to cast, or physical attack, and then I will roll a die to see who your target is.
I have a question. What if I summon something?
You can't do that.
Why?
It's not a cantrip.
You are confused and not in control of your actions.
Okay.
So it's likely that Luton, given her history, would just cast Spicy Dance Floor at Parsis.
Of course, but if you roll a dice...
You may not choose Parsis.
So the objects are everybody.
Yep.
So you roll the die, not me, to decide who gets hit. I'm going to delay my turn.
You can't do that.
Could she punch?
She can punch. You can do a physical attack.
I'm not doing that.
but if you roll Parsis, you would fly over to him and try to strike him.
I thought it would just pick someone who's in range of punching. No?
Okay. Nope. Target of the attack is determined randomly. You can double check me if you want. I see you. I see your reflection.
Maybe your glasses. I should click it. I'll read it again.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, she would fly right up to him.
Now, if she can't, because it's her third action, she would only punch those who are around her.
Right. I mean, technically,
you know, she doesn't have a move left.
Via
right?
the rules, so. You could move closer and be ready for the attack on the next turn. Yep. Technically, by the words of the rule.
Yes. So, spicy dance.
I'm just not sure what to. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any of that.
Well. That's the problem with confusion is you're not in charge of what you choose to do. So if you were in charge, what would you choose out of all of your cantrips?
No, I'm not doing that.
that's your choice.
No, there's got to be a way out of this.
The end of your turn, you will lose the confused condition.
What about just simply moving?
Moving to attack?
No, moving.
You use all your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips.
You must do an offensive action.
This is not fair at all. How is this?
How
is this legal?
Let him have it. Let him have it, Luton.
No.
/ Brittany.
No.
I can't advise you, but I have some ideas.
Give me your ideas. You can advise
me. He doesn't have ideas.
If I ask you.
Your turn's coming, bud. No, what are your ideas?
I think she's just unarmed strike and risk rolling Parsis or the jar. Because if you hit one of us, you're barely going to hurt us, and you might knock us out of confusion.
But then I'll be up there.
No. If you roll one of us, you don't move. You just swing it.
But if I roll him.
Then that would really suck.
It's got rolling.
Yeah. So he's just going to roll.
That's what I don't like.
2, 3, 4, 5.
If I were rolling, I would maybe chance that, but no.
So if you do spicy dance floor, it's just going to maybe hit one of them, but also maybe hit one of us, and it would hit us
and then
decently hard.
Off to somebody.
Yeah, and keep on going, and then we're all hit by spicy dance floor.
It only bounces to one additional opponent. Or I can do acid.
That's only on a critical hit, isn't it?
No.
Can I command Kal-El to attack?
You can, but Kal-El's also confused. Subject to the same rules.
Is command animal a cantrip?
It's not.
It's not a strike. She can't do that.
It is. She is compelling him to strike. So
who's down in
like
hit points?
Through him.
Nobody.
I'm down. A little bit.
Well, I guess everybody took a little bit of splash.
Yeah, I took 38 damage.
Can I That's do right. a heal spell?
Nope. Has to be an offensive action and a physical attack.
So I can't delay my turn. I can't move.
Correct.
I have to attack.
You can move if your move is to attack.
Or cast a spell, and I'm at your mercy of your roll.
That's correct.
What's your crappiest offensive cantrip?
You're confused. I'm letting you guys pick the thing you would do, because that makes sense to me. You just don't know who's a friend and who's a foe right now. It's going to be way worse when Varg takes his turn, by the way.
I don't.
Yeah. The condition, the condition text doesn't say anything like you couldn't pick which offensive action you're
doing.
That's
right. Yeah. That's why I'm saying you guys would pick your own offensive action. It has to be a physical attack or a cantrip per the condition.
Okay, let me look at my cantrips.
Really bummed I rolled a 4.
On
removing the confused?
Yeah.
Because I had big plans for next
50-50.
Turn.
It's 50-50. 50-50. You're still, you know what? You're still going to carry out some big plans.
But yeah.
And if Luton hits everybody, you get a DC 11 chance to not be confused anymore.
This is true.
So acid splash right in the middle of the group, that'll hit everyone.
You know, you would love that, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
You would love if I did anything like that. I'm not doing that.
It's going to be entertaining.
I'm not doing any of this.
You got to pick something. You got to pick it now.
I refuse.
Under protest. Leaving.
We're going to sit here all night long.
This is my least favorite thing to have happen. Confusion. I hate it as a character. But as a GM, man, brutal.
Boots McGoots.
This is so bad because we're already starting off down bad.
Well, let me tell you the odds. Like Greg said, I'm going to roll a D6. On a roll of a 5 or a 6, it's 5 is Parsis, 6 is the Cranium Preserver.
And you get to choose.
I'm rolling a dice. The dice decide.
Mm-hmm. Dice of Thunder.
No, but you're saying you're assigning which one to which number.
Yeah, I'm going to do that before the roll. What number would you like to be then on the dice?
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing it.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, like,
I'm bound here. The hatred is great. If I roll a 5 or a 6 and you pick Spicy Dance Floor, it hits them. You literally have a 1 in 3 chance of hitting your enemy.
Yup.
If you hit Varg with that, it then becomes a 50-50 if it bounces to a friend or if it bounces to Parsis, because he's in range of the jump of the spicy dance floor. So there's some mechanics here that are helping soften the odds. Or you can ball up your little blue fist and try to punch Darnayru in the knee and probably miss because he's got a really high AC and you don't do that much gym time.
But if I do that and I roll Parsis or the jar thing, then I'm up there and I'm going to die.
Then you have a 1 in 3 chance of something really bad happening.
Well, technically, you have 3 actions, so that would be 1 move action, 1 strike.
And then another strike,
which might move you away from them as well.
No, it's you focus down on whatever target gets rolled for you that round.
The whole round?
This is so confusing. Really? I really hate this.
Okay.
Well, no, you're right. You would switch
you're
targets.
Just confused.
It's a new attack. Yeah, no, per the text, you're right. That's also true. So do you want a 1 in 3 chance of something good happening or a 1 in 3 chance of something bad happening?
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, if you want something good to happen, you're better off just trying to melee attack your friends.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I want you
because
to try to melee
I
attack
want
me.
To,
punch me in the face.
I want to do damage. And I'm not going to do damage by just wasting my turn trying to punch somebody.
I want you to wake us up so we can do attacks on our turn. And punching us gives us a chance to roll to wake up.
I mean, you're not going to hit their AC.
Oh, crap. That's a good point. It's hard to hit our AC. Mine is down from being dumb.
Same.
I mean, from getting confused.
Generally, or? No, that's mean. I'm sorry.
It's down 2, though.
Yeah, same.
So I can't cast. It has to be a cantrip, not a spell.
Yep.
Okay.
Sophie's choice must be made.
Life is so simple, we would just fight in the bone gators.
You know, let's start with...
You got her. She's so mad.
I'm going to cast Electric Arc.
Hey!
All right. I'm going to roll a d6.
Zippity-doo-dah.
A 1 is Kal-El, because he's number 1 in your heart.
Aw.
Number 2 in your heart is Varg. We all know this.
It's true.
We'll keep going counterclockwise. A 3 is Darnayru. A 4 just is Kairos.
It's pronounced...
Sorry.
It's pronounced Foe.
Foe.
5 is Parsis. 6 is the Cranium Preserver. I rolled a 6.
Hey! Come on!
You zap the Cranium Preserver. I need a reflex save from it. I need a reflex save from Parsis as the spell bounces off of him. And he's very angry at your ability to avoid his confusion attack. DC 27 reflex save. I failed the Cranium Preserver, and I failed as Parsis.
Yes.
They both take full damage. 6d4, please.
Let's go, Luton.
LeBron James.
Lieutenant James.
13 total.
All right. Both of them take 13 damage. That was literally the best possible outcome, except you have one action left. So it's a melee, a strike, because that's all you can do with one action. I'm rolling the same d6. A 1. You punch Kal-El. Roll to hit.
You try to.
Yeah. Not likely. It's just a melee
She's
strike.
She's like Natty 20.
What? I've never even done a melee strike
literally,
in my life.
Literally true.
That's
your
a
fist,
plus 14.
You ball up your little fist is a plus 14 to hit.
Wait, let me get a dice out of the
It does 1d4
jail.
Minus 1 damage.
6, so 20.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Back to jail.
Just, just swing out wildly and try to backhand Kal-El. Did you pull one of your dice that were in jail to roll low?
I absolutely
That's
did.
Brilliant.
Rolled low.
You're amazing.
That's great.
All right. You know what? It's time for Kal-El's bonus action. 1 through 6. 2. Who is 2?
Varg.
Varg.
Dang.
Roll to hit
Varg
with Kal-El's jaws, please.
No!
Poor guy just sitting out there.
Kal-El, no! Hit me! In the face! Hit me in the face!
This is good.
With jaws?
Jaws. If he hits... Varg has a chance to get out of the confusion. He's the most deadly person to be have confused.
26.
That's it.
That's a hit.
Roll damage.
Sorry.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah!
This is
awesome.
I'm going to come over this table. Keep laughing
come
like
on
that.
Over.
Keep cackling.
Come on over.
We win every fight. We're the Shun Final 5.
This is what I got to hear.
Why did you do that?
Because I did.
Why did you?
What is wrong with
That's
you?
That's so weird.
I do not sound like that.
2d6.
What's the matter with you?
Plus 8.
A lot.
16 piercing.
Okay.
Come on, Varg, wake up.
Varg's
roll
head falls
DC,
off.
Roll the most important DC 11 check of your life.
Come on. Ugh.
2. You remain confused.
Not even for the checks, bro.
The good news is...
Never for the checks.
As Kal-El's jaws sink into your flesh, he is no longer confused.
Oh my gosh, what's going on?
Neither is Luton.
Yeah.
And here's a guilt hero point, Luton, for enduring all of that and still making the tough decision at the end.
Man, you save yourself with those things all the time.
That's what they're there for.
He thinks that save. That's a good start.
It's Kairos' turn.
Hey, everybody.
So I'm confused.
I got my back to you.
And I'm going to...
Oh, that's right.
You're going to turn around and stab him in the head with your flisser, right? Maybe. We'll see.
I'm not confused.
No, I know. You're good.
So they're on the platform that's 10 feet higher than us.
Yes.
But I can see them and I have...
You can
I
see
have
them
no,
both.
They're good to go.
I'm going
to
give the Cranium Preserver plus one because he's at the backside of a 10-foot tall...
Won't matter.
He's large.
Won't matter.
Okay.
They're unholy, right?
Sure. Undead. Yeah, you Excellent. Would know that. They're both undead.
Yeah, this is great. So I'm going to do Holy Cascade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the spell rank 5. So that's 4d6 bludgeoning and 8d6 spirit.
Ouch.
Yeah, so we're going to roll that right now.
I don't believe you roll anything. I think I just need to make a save.
Yeah, you make a save, but then I roll.
You'll roll damage.
Yeah, I did that already. Yeah. But so
what
let's
do
see.
I need to... What's the DC and what type of save is it?
Oh, please. It's going to be a C26 reflex save.
Okay, reflex saves.
Yeah, roll that and critically fail. Let's do that. Come on.
I failed with Parsis.
Yes.
Get like a spicy.
You guys are getting some incredibly lucky rolls.
Come on, critical fail. Let's go. Come on, like Vegas. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Is it and a snake fail eyes. With the cranium preserver.
Come on.
They both failed. I'm taking full damage.
Full damage. 37, both of them. Come on.
This is ridiculous.
Woo!
37?
37.
Wow.
Both of them, man.
That's 47 to the cranium preserver.
Come on. Am I right?
Nice job.
It's like a meatball sandwich right to your face, eh?
Did you do it on your bow or just do that?
I just did it
out of my hands like Ken from the Street Fighters there.
Hadouken.
Yeah.
What's a holy Hadouken sound like? It's like, Hadouken.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, I got one move left. I don't
you
know why I'm talking
action
about that.
Left. It's late. It's okay.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
I like it.
It's called Delirium, folks. Do I have my shield from last time? Is that still up?
That's one round.
I'm going to pull a shield out of my back pocket there.
All right, you have the shield block reaction.
Have it in my face.
You can raise a shield to lower the amount of damage that you take.
Yeah, I can raise it. Yeah, I raise something for you. I tell you what.
Now that is the end of your turn.
Why, I oughta.
Do you know what I've never gotten to do in 108 episodes?
Huh.
What?
Cast a spell at you guys.
Really? That's not true.
What? No, I'm maybe once or twice, a couple
a
cantrips.
A lot of times.
Even on the blimp?
Blimp scan.
What spell did I cast on the blimp?
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. There's been some weird stuff that's happened to you guys.
Yeah.
But I think maybe once or twice spoken a power word to cast
sure.
a spell.
No one wants that. That's not why people listen.
That's true. They don't listen for me.
They do. I heard someone say that you're a great GM.
It wasn't me.
Oh my gosh.
I got my hero point. I don't need to be nice.
Fantastic.
It's shady in here.
Parsis says,
ow.
Cat in the meower. Ah, yeah.
What?
And four more of him spill out as they cast mirror image on themselves.
Great.
That's Darn Iru's spell.
That is my spell.
Four of each of them? Four of each
four,
enemy?
There are now four Parsises.
Okay.
Parsises.
And it's Cat in the Meower.
Cat in the Meower. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because he has to use
the
same...
I'm trying to do it with an accent. Come on, guy. give me a break.
You sound like one of the bad guys from Pokemon.
Yeah, like... I was going to say Kate Sith, but it's...
No, it's...
The cat with Team Rocket.
There will be trouble.
Yeah.
Make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To announce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Wow.
So bad.
Keep it going.
So
as
bad.
As I look to
Team
them.
Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Meow, that's right.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Wow, you screwed it up at the end.
Do you even watch
excited
Pokemon?
About the
that
meow.
Writing room. That writing room must have been like.
I know.
The
all right.
Best.
I just need to keep track of it. So I now have those images.
Where are they?
All standing all around me.
Oh, yeah. We can't see them, but you can.
No, you can't.
Okay.
It looks like there are four versions of Parsis standing up there.
Got it.
Parsi.
It's multiple Parsises. It's Parsi. Like.
Sound logic.
Right.
Like octopus.
Like otters. Called
octopi. You can tell who's supposed to like be in bed by now.
Oh, for sure. This it's
With their
downhill time.
Their last action, Parsis flies into the back of the space.
Huh? Oh.
Away from you and away from... And Parsis is flying, by the way.
That oh, no, we
us,
get it.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of round one. It is Darnayru's turn.
Do I have to...
It is your turn, Darnayru. And would you like to phase bolt, or would you like to strike with your flissas?
I would like to phase bolt.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would be doing, so... Who am I bolting?
Oh, no.
Don't worry, I miss this all the time, folks.
Which means you're not going to miss it this time.
Exactly.
I rolled a one, which is Kal-El.
Ah. Oh, poor Kal-El. Yeah, I'm going to do this on the computer.
They're taking their worst. I should be rolling these rolls, but it's fine. It's way more entertaining when you guys
do. I rolled a 30.
Oh, that's
a hit. Damage Kal-El, please.
Dang, 79?
No, 19.
Oh, I need my glasses. 19,
okay.
That's still a lot, though.
Oh, I just panicked.
I rolled three lot. Fours and a three. And a two and up to one and a one.
Your last action, you attack Luton with your Flissa.
Oh, what?
No.
All right, that. So it's my second map.
Yes, this is a second map.
Oh, I rolled a natty one.
Hey!
Look at that.
You stabbed yourself
the
in the foot.
Decide.
Acceptable.
The dice have decided you are no longer confused.
Yay!
Oh, I've been waiting to say this for
gosh.
The longest time.
Yeah, say it. I love you.
Whoa.
I'm going to say Megaton Strike there against Luton.
There it is.
Dang, fam.
She came up twice. On the die.
Yep.
Please roll to hit Luton, Varg, with a Megaton Strike.
Use real dice.
It's not a bad idea.
You roll terrible.
Will you roll the dice that killed Balnor?
Oh.
No. Use that. Don't listen to him.
He's like,
stop
okay.
Well, with your ideas.
The dice
okay?
that killed Balnor like, rolled low.
It did roll low to kill Balnor.
But it killed a guy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ugh. Don't break the show.
Oh, no. 17 on the die.
Oh my gosh! Jordan, hero point that roll.
I don't have any hero points.
Ah, great. Great.
Can you loan him one, Brittany?
That's a 35 to hit.
Oh,
that's
my
a hit.
God. Is it critical?
No, just a regular hit.
Yeah, her AC's pretty good.
Jordan, you did it wrong.
Roll damage.
Well, she's got as much hit points as me. This will be okay. You're going to be okay.
I have 77.
He hit.
She got hit by
you
the
got
AOE.
Hit already. Yeah.
33.
That's half. He hits
like a truck.
Like Mike Tyson. I'm the greatest ever. I'm unstoppable.
Cool thing is his next hit's at his third
try.
Map.
Yeah, that's true. At your third map, you need to try and hit Parsis.
Oh, man.
And the only way to get there would be to move over onto the piston.
Oh, Lord.
Mark is number
oh,
one.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, not climb the spinning gear thing?
You can try and climb it, yeah.
You need to...
His high acrobatics or no?
I'm going to poop myself. I'm so stressed.
It's athletics, and yes, he has very high athletics.
So I climb up there.
You have to roll an athletics check.
21.
That's a pass.
Oh.
That's technically my last action.
Yeah.
You're just going to be up there?
You just move up there and get as close to Parsis as you can.
Oh, this is not good.
Which, this is so bad.
So it's a 10-foot climb, which you move when you're climbing up, thinking back to the blimp when you guys were climbing up and down that blimp. You move at a quarter of your speed while you're climbing. So you get up to the very top edge of the wheel. And I forgot, at the top of the round, that wheel rotates, but Parsis is flying.
And the even pillars are up now?
Yes, the even pillars are down.
Or down now.
Whatever round it is, yeah, if it's an even round, even whatever the round is down. So the even pillars are down. I had to remember to do that. It didn't affect anything this turn. But that is the end of Varg's turn, and he's up on the spinning gear of death.
He's just up there. He doesn't get to, like,
yep,
that wage was, war. He's just there.
And he's still confused
all my
for
actions,
one more round.
Yeah, all my actions are gone. I'm confused.
It is the Cranium Preserver's turn.
Ugh.
It's going to be another head.
I think it has reach.
Oh, and Varg's right there.
Yes.
He's right there.
Varg has walked up to it.
It's going
to
be Varg's head.
Yeah, it from where it's at, strikes at Varg. There's a chainsaw sword blade arm that comes out and unfolds from some, like, caustic dripping sheath.
Wow, okay.
Which reminds me of the end of Starship Troopers a little bit. Imagine a chainsaw blade on the end of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to strike at you with its cranium remover attack. Trying to, you know, remove your cranium and all that.
Sure.
41 to hit.
41?
Okay, that's a massive, massive critical.
41?
48 damage with the deadly attack.
You need to get
out of
deadly
there.
Attack?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means I add an extra damage dice.
Right.
Before or after? Have you ever done it?
I've done it. Yeah. That's 48 total.
But he gets a roll to wake up now, right?
Yes, he does.
I'm already at 43 hit points.
And a DC 11 check?
Good night.
Because you have been damaged?
Hey.
You are no longer confused. That was my
What am I doing up here?
And that was my first strike. Second strike. Second strike is a 37 to hit.
My gosh, that's still critical.
I rolled an 18 and a 19. Greg doing quick math.
I didn't have to. I know it's AC.
I rolled 53 damage.
Oh my gosh.
In round two, with no hero points.
Varg's down.
So Varg is now unconscious and dying.
And shifts an initiative and all of that stuff to right before the Cranium Preserver, who has one more attack.
What?
I was only two attacks.
He's going to try to take my head.
I don't think so.
Look at Brittany's face.
He's a clockwork.
He's not really a clockwork.
You're also dying too.
Because
he got taken out by a crit. In order to get all this correct, I literally just felt ill.
You should feel
you
ill.
You should be disgusted with yourself.
Ill.
So ill. We were supposed to level up before this fight. I read the book.
Yeah, it's actually after this fight, which I hope you survive.
So
but I'm suddenly reminded that there was another clockwork machine with a saw blade that was responsible for killing one of Jordan's characters.
Exactly.
And this I had this same freaking choice to make back then as I do right now, which is disassemble.
It was the saw dog. Saw dog.
I'm going to let the dice decide like I did then. Because the Cranium Preserver could launch another ball of embalming fluid at you guys and try to continue to whittle down the group, which would lead to other horrible things. Or it could decide to kick Varg completely out of commission. If that happens, and I crit, he would immediately go to dying four.
Right. But the thing about the Saw Dog, he was given instructions.
Right.
This thing is has it been given instructions that you don't have to tell us?
Kill everything? Mm-hmm. I mean, no. Has it? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has about 40 different opinions.
Yeah.
All at once.
One less after it shot it at us.
Yeah, that's true. Got rid of the loudest, most annoying head in the jar. I'm going to let the dice decide. So, Jordan, pick your fate. Odds or evens? Whatever you choose. If I roll that, I will attack you.
Even.
If I roll an even, I will attack an unconscious and dying Varg. He dropped Kinfluencer when he fell. I rolled a 9.
Oh, that's even.
And a ball of embalming fluid flies out at the group. I mean,
that's a one-action cast?
Yeah. It's a single-ranged attack, like shooting an arrow. It's going to shoot it at Kairos.
I got a shield, so do it.
That's a great time to use it. You'll have that reaction here in a second. As maybe, if I hit you. Roll to attack on the third map is a 23.
You miss.
All right. That is the end of its turn.
I'm sweating.
Varg lays unconscious and dying. And we'll find out what happens next week.
Oh my god.
This is the worst to pause in the break.
Is this the end of the Shum Follow 5? Stay tuned.
Oh my gosh.
It's not funny, but it does feel like the end.
It does.
Oh man.
Let's get ready.
Our fans will love this.
Yeah, they will.
They love this.
Our super mean fans.
I gotta try to leave out all of the points where Brittany cursed and personally insulted me.
I cursed one time.
It was only once.
One time.
It was good. Love you guys.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.